It was a very eventful game, Ed. Four goals, lots of incidents, some good, some bad. How would you best sum up the afternoon?
I thought it was a very, very good game. I thought we were terrific today. I was really, really pleased. I thought the lads applied themselves very well to what we've worked on. Some of the quality of our football, I thought, was second to none, especially in the final third. I think it's been our best performance today for a number of weeks. And when you consider some of the performance we've had previously, I think that takes some doing. The only disappointing thing is we haven't got the result to match the performance. And, of course, there's things to work on with the goals we conceded.
Mm. Did you feel you were worthy of those points, having put in that sort of performance?
Yeah, without a doubt. I thought we were the dominant team. I thought we were the team that played all the football, really. I mean, credit to Ipswich, they do what they do very well. But they're a very physical side, rely on set plays and long balls. And for the main, we defended them very well. We just switched off with the second goal, which is a bit of a frustration because we sort of talked about their threat and we knew it, but we couldn't deal with it.
Well, of course, it's happened before, unfortunately. When sometimes when you know the threat, it can be your biggest Achilles heel sometimes.
Well, they're good at what they do. They put balls in the box and they've got some big players in their side. And the most frustrating thing is probably giving the free kick away in the first place. But in saying that, we had enough chances to win the game. We didn't get a two-goal cushion and I think that would have killed the game dead. But I can't fault the players for a second. I thought from start to finish, we were very good today.
When you look at the first 9 minutes, I mean, Matt Ritchie's already hit the bar before Jan's won the goal. And then straight after that, the keeper's made two saves and the defender's made a block. I mean, the game could have been over in 9 minutes.
Yeah, it could have been. I mean, we started superbly. I mean, Jan's goal is right out the top drawer. Technically, it's an unbelievable finish. And you're capable of doing things like that. And I thought his all-round game today was very, very good. It was great to see Jan at full pelt. And but not just that. I mean, I'm going through the team and I can think of some really outstanding performers. So very pleased with the quality of our football. All that was missing probably was that final finish, and we got in plenty of great positions and just couldn't find the corner of the net when we needed it.
Unfortunately, Jan lost both of his strike partners today. I mean, let's start chronologically. Callum Wilson obviously sat down on the turf. Is that a serious issue?
Well, he doesn't know. He felt something in his hamstring. He doesn't know whether it's related to a kick he got on it or whether it's a pull or a tweak. So we don't know. We'll wait and see.
Just after that, Takelo Ranti's first involvement. First of all, before his injury, should that have been a penalty?
Without a doubt.
Absolutely no doubt in your mind.
Not in my mind, no.
I mean, we didn't get a great view from here, but he seemed to just be sandwiched, blocked off by two defenders. Is that how
That's pretty much it. Yeah, he's brought down. He's done. I mean, he looked lively. I mean, he's come into the game full of confidence, and you can see that from his first action. And it was a killer blow to lose him because he looked so bright. But for me, that was a stonewall penalty.
Of course, with lots of medical personnel around, everyone's very worried about TK. What's the situation? You can tell us.
I don't really know too much. I know that's a shoulder injury. It looks like he may have dislocated his shoulder, but we'll wait and see what the diagnosis is.
How would you assess the referee's performance from that penalty decision onwards?
Don't get me started, Chris. I really don't want to comment on it.
I mean, he's a very relatively new referee. I mean, the game, lots of even minor decisions seem to be going the wrong way towards the end.
You wouldn't know he's a relatively new referee, would you? I mean, it was... I better not say anything because I thought it... From I don't know what Mick feels, but from my perspective, he ruined the game.
That strongly ruined it?
Yeah, but... Don't quote me.
We might have to. I mean, it brings up a more serious point that should new referees be given games of this magnitude?
Well, I suppose they've got to be given games somewhere. But, yeah, I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Physically, quite a demanding game as well today. Lots of sort of no-nonsense thundering tackles are going in. I guess in a way it's probably nice not to have a midweek game to let your players recover from this, isn't it?
Well, it's nice to be able to assess our injuries and see what they are and see how long the respective players are going to be out. I mean, we'd be very loath to lose our two number nines who... give us our pace and our dynamic ability to run in behind, so that would be a huge blow, but we'll wait and see. I'd want to try and focus on the positives for as long as I can today. I thought it was, as I said, a very good performance. I've got no negativity about the performance at all, just the result.
Finally, I mean, you said describe Middlesbrough as what would prove a very valuable away point. This one, obviously, every point is valuable, but I guess a tinge more disappointment that you couldn't hang on.
Well, that's the league, though. I mean, Ipswich have shown... you know what they're about today. They've hung in there, and when they've been pretty much dominated, and that's the league. There'll be sterner tests to come. Everyone's in the mix. It's such a tight league, as we've said before. I mean, it's probably even tighter now without seeing the league table. We're in the hunt, and I think that's all we can ask.
Still unbeaten?
Yeah, an unbeaten run, and it's great. And I think the more points you can get at this stage of the season, the better. You're not going to win every game, and we'd be foolish enough. We'd be foolish to think that we're. It's nice to think, but football doesn't work that way.